Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Strong Loving Hold. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Walking alongside my mom through her battle against cancer has been bittersweet. Bitter in the struggle, but sweet in the lessons. Although I wish that my mom didn't have to suffer with this accursed disease, during this journey not only have we had wonderful conversations, but I've learned more about the closeness of Jesus in all our suffering. In a very small way, I've gotten to do for my mom what my Savior does for me every day, lift heavy burdens. The strong, loving hold that Jesus has on each of his children brings a security and a sweetness that is beyond compare. Take a listen to this snippet from a recent sermon where I talked about the security we have in the promises of Jesus. We have to cling to Jesus, cling to his promises. As my mom went through multiple years of chemotherapy, those drugs began to take a toll on her body, and eventually neuropathy developed in her feet and in her legs, making it very difficult for her to stand and move from place to place. Most of the times she can use her upper body strength and she can push herself up to get into another place that she needs to go, but sometimes her legs are a little weak. It's at those times that I will lean down next to my mom and I'll say, put your arms around me and hold on to me. And then I wrap my arms around her. I stoop down to her and then I stand up and I lift her up with me. That's a picture of what Jesus does for us. Now, my mom, sometimes she does what you and I do. As I begin to lift her up, sometimes she doesn't feel any strength in her legs. She doesn't feel secure, and she'll say, I'm slipping, I can't stand. And her temptation is to let go of me and try to grab a hold of the wall or a chair or something around her. But I hold on to her, and with my cheek next to her cheek, and so my lips next to her ear, I can say, I've got you. I'm strong enough to hold you up. I know your legs don't feel strong. I know you feel like you're slipping. I'm not going to let you go. You're safe in my arms. I can carry you. And that's exactly what Jesus says to us. The question is, will I keep my arms wrapped tightly around my Savior and trust him to hold me securely? Or will I let go of him and attempt to carry my own burdens? When the burdens of life seek to overwhelm us, oh, that we might cling all the more tightly to the only one who can hold us securely.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.